Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Where's your home?
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Hello, welcome back to Legit Bat. We had Alex Stein from Conspiracy Castle on. I'm sure many of you know who he is.
Prime Stein 99 all the time.
All the time, 99 Stein. Love that guy. He's a viral sensation as of late because of his amazing video. If you haven't seen it, it's been on one of our shows. He does a rap at a city council meeting. It's fucking great.
And then he
didn't play that one today, but he did play a different video he did that's amazing too.
For Portland. Pretending to be Antifa.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Oh my God. The hairy brass balls on this guy to do this stuff. I couldn't do that without laughing. He does it very seriously without laughing at all. But
missed his calling as an actor for sure.
I did want to announce too. Last show we mentioned Mudwater and they decided to sponsor us. I'm not going to do an ad read or anything. Just if you're interested in mushroom coffee, which sounds weird, but we're super into mushrooms over here. So
not psychedelic mushrooms. We are into those, but that's not in this coffee.
No, I wish it would be. I'm just going to mix my alleged psychedelic mushrooms into the mud
water. It tastes good, though. I thought it was going to be fucking gross. I was really grossed out when you brought it home, and I was like, ugh.
I thought I was going to hate it, too.
It smells awesome. It has so many spices and stuff. So
yeah, it's got cinnamon and shit in it. But if you're into that kind of thing, we have a link in the description. Otherwise, I don't really care. I just was hoping they would send us some free shit. Oh, also, right before we get to the show, it is Jen's birthday today. Yes, Jen's birthday. She's 29 again. Oh, that was bad. Whatever.
Because I have a boner.
Yeah. Got a boner for 29-year-olds.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, enjoy the show. We'll catch you next time. Toodles. Welcome to Legit Bat. Alex, how's it going? Oh, you can't hear me. You can hear me.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Is everything good? Okay, we're all set up. Sorry, I just had to... I just finished a show, and I was just, you know, clearing out all my tables off, feeding the cats, because they were going crazy, but it looks like everybody's calm. So... Long time no see. What's going on? I see a new backdrop. It looks good. I know last time I saw you, you guys had gotten those are the Shure mics. Are those the same Shure mics you had last time?
Maybe. When did we have you on last? I can't even remember.
I think you just got those microphones, I believe. Are those the Shure? Show me the microphone. Can you lift them up?
Yeah, they're the little brother.
Yeah, the little brother. That's when I first got them. Look how nice they are. Yeah, I have the big Shure, but mine doesn't even sound that good. And I got it through a Go XLR. Like, it should sound really nice. And I have a cloud lifter, this $125 cloud lifter. Dude, yes. And it doesn't even, I had to take it off. I think it makes it sound worse. So I'm saying it's funny. I think it's almost a better value to get yours because yours is a USB and a USB. So do you use it as, an XLR and a USB? How do you plug it into your computer as USB?
Yeah, just USB because I don't have a mixer or anything, and I have a laptop. So I just
that's even easier, and it sounds great.
I can't figure out with StreamYard, though. I can't figure out the whole green screen setup. See how we're kind of fuzzy? I liked Stream Labs a little better for that, but I'm
still fucking
with it.
You can turn it down a little bit. There's something, yeah, you can mess with the little
settings. Oh, no, look at that.
Other way.
Oh, that's right. That's what's different. I'm like, what's different? That's what, it's not your microphone. It's because you were using StreamYard. Last time you used Stream Labs. I use Stream Labs still, and it's annoying. OBS is annoying. It's easier to run. StreamYard, you know what I mean? Because it's like it's just a little easier. But what do you think so far?
I like how easy the StreamYard is, but I love the customization of Streamlabs and fucking with all the graphics and videos and all that shit.
I thought you could do that with StreamYard too, though.
Not really.
You can do
like banners and stuff. You can make like custom art that goes around, but it's just like a pain. And with OBS, you have total freedom. You could put a naked lady dancing. I'm just saying you can do it. I don't know why I go to that. I look at you, Jen. I think a naked lady. Sorry, I'm perverted. What I'm saying is, yeah, I'm saying you have freedom to do whatever you want. Here you have limited. Like you can just change the image, the background, like the name, a few color options. It's pretty stuff.
Whatever.
It looks good and sounds good. Yes, it looks good and sounds good.
Well, like I said a couple shows ago, I paid for it for a year, so I'm going to use it because we were just using Zoom and that works and the quality's fine, but I like being able to do other random shit. So.
And you can pull up tweets and stuff. No, StreamYard is it's a good program to use. I actually recommend it for people. If you're just producing your own show and talking, it's really good in that sense. Like Chrissy Mayer, she has a big show. She does it. She uses StreamYard. She loves it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are using it now. That's why I kind of got on the bandwagon. I'm like, well, I'll check it out for a while and
see
how it
works. We might as well like figure out how to use it because everyone we have on uses a different platform. Or if we go on someone's show and the first time we used StreamYard, we had no fucking clue what we were doing. I think we screwed it up pretty bad.
Well, I always screw it up.
Yeah, the first time, yeah. That actually makes sense, though, the first time. You're always going
to
suck. What
do you use different ones?
What have you been up to, dude? I know you've had a rough couple months, but you also became somewhat of a viral sensation with that awesome fucking song.
Yeah, Troll Extraordinaire.
We played it on a show with Truzilla, I think. The Truzilla show. Yeah, it was fucking funny.
It was on every show. I think it was everywhere, dude.
And the remix. The remix of the one you put on Instagram. Fucking did you actually write that ahead of time and then like memorize it or read it, or are you just flying?
Dude, I was flying. I was in my car to the Real Slim Shady instrumental, like, you know, give me that Fauci ouchie. Like I had some kind of stuff, but dude, I didn't have, like, I knew I was gonna say like vaccinate your mom, vaccinate your dad, vaccinate the happy, vaccinate the sad. Like I knew I was gonna say that's like the first ride. I actually had in my head, all I had is like, with a real Dr. Fauci, please stand up. Please, I knew I was going to say that. And then I was like, vaccinate your mom, vaccinate your dad, vaccinate the happy, vaccinate the sad. And then everything after that was literally like just, like autistic accident, basically.
The universe gave it to you. The universe was like, this is what you need to do right now. It just came down and connected. I love
Jen, that. And I'm not trying to sound all woo-woo, but like now looking back, because like I didn't even think it was that good when I did it. Not that it was that good because it was cringy, but I guess what I'm saying is there was enough rhymes that were memorizable or whatever. People were like, vaccinate in the Lone Star State. Like all these people send me all these different messages from different lines, different rhymes in there, and they love all the, so like I'm not, it's not the best song, obviously. You're not saying, yes, yeah. I'm saying it's a thong. Everybody's like, all these people are like, oh, I'm gonna vaccinate my thong. Everybody sends you that. Everybody loves saying the thong thing. So like what I'm saying, obviously thong, that word's funny, but what, for whatever reason that resonated with so many people. I don't know why that is.
Real, don't even worry about being woo about it. Like sometimes the universe just gives us that shit because that's what you needed right then, and it fucking worked.
It was amazing. It was like I was, the Holy Ghost was telling me, it took me over and, you know, told me to say that.
You were speaking in tongues, you know, or whatever the Pentecostal.
Exactly. Wait, no, that's not how it was. It was like I was a Pentecostal church and I was just like, give me that Fauci, ouchie. I was under the spirit of Christ.
Just put your hands up and just.
And I was, and I had the Purell. People love the Purell. Like, I mean, and you know, I remember walking back up the stairs because you walk up the stairs and down the stairs to get to the podium or whatever where you sit. And I was like walking back up, and usually it is always cringe. It's like how I guess I describe it is in Howard Stern in his movie Private Parts, the beginning of the movie, he's like plays Fart Man at like the MTV Movie Awards. And in the movie, it's like he just gives a perspective of how he's like walking by and everybody's like all disgusted. Like, who are you? You know, And they're not wrong, but it's kind of, usually it's kind of like that when I do one of these cringy things, just the way the city councilman, they just look at me like, oh, you're such a loser. You have nothing better to do, which they're not wrong. But what I'm saying is, you know, they look at me with such like, not even disdain, but just like they're better than me, you know, like, oh, like, I'm city councilman number four and you're coming here and joking around. How dare you? But
how did they keep letting you in? And then somebody was like, well, it's a city council meeting. They kind of have to let you do your thing. But like after so many times being in there, they know who the fuck you are. They know that you're trolling. So you knew there's got to be at least a couple people in there that are like, oh my God, what's he going to do this time?
The chick that called the next person. So like when you were done, you finished and they said nothing. They're like, okay, next speaker is so-and-so. Like, it didn't even happen.
They're not allowed to. That's why they're non-playable characters. See, they're not supposed to respond. And the mayor, see, now I'm going after the mayor of Portland. So talk about how people memorize me is I just had a video, Andy, no, I don't know if you saw the latest one where I played an Antifa person on Portland. But this one's really good. Andy No, the journalist, he went on the Joe Rogan show before. He actually wrote an article in the Post Millennial about it. This video just went viral like yesterday. And but what I'm saying is the mayor was like really shook by it. So I said all this true stuff. We gotta play it. Here, let me pull it up.
Please do.
Okay.
I just think it's funny. Every time you do this, I'm like, how do you not receive death threats or like something? Like I've asked you.
They're not going to, yeah, they're a bunch of dorks. They're not going to do anything like that. Okay, here, hold on. Let me send you the message. Okay.
You should be able to, do I have screen share and not enabled? What?
Oh, you want me to share it? Okay, I'll share screen. Hold on. Let me
you can share it.
Yeah, okay, no, that's cool. Let me do,
StreamYard's weird for sharing.
Dismiss, hold on, okay. Share, no, it is easy, screen share. Share system audio. Okay. Here, this is it. All right. Here, let's watch it.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
That's all for me. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for being here today. Next individual, please, Keelan, item 62.
Request of Alexander Haydenstein to address council regarding vaccine passport approval. Alexander, are you able to unmute?
Yes. Can you see me? Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm clear.
Okay. Yo, see my lap.
I just want to say, hey, I'm a member of Antifa, and listen, I was in Texas. I had a wife. She worked at a bank. You know, she worked there for 11 years, and I had two kids. And she got all radicalized and became a Trump supporter. So I took the dog, I took the car, and I drove straight to Los Angeles. And I'll be honest with you, like, L.A. was terrible. It was a nightmare. And then I met some guys, we rode some trains, and we went up to Portland. And I have to tell you guys, this is the best place, the cleanest methamphetamines that I've ever done. But the problem is a lot of these guys, all these dope users out there, you know, a lot of them aren't vaccinated. And that's the thing, they got all these needles. I don't want to catch COVID, you know what I mean? Like, I'm triple vaccinated, and I think everything, and I mean, I'm telling you, this El Camino, I've been parked on the street for 3 weeks. Nobody has said anything at all. It is so chill. Dude, you can smoke all day in the purest Molly I've ever seen. Like, you can stay up all night and it's chill in Portland. In Texas, if you stay up all night, it's terrible. And like, man, what happened at the federal building, it was sweet that y'all were so chill about it, because a lot of my boys were the ones starting those fires.
Not everybody knows this, but Mayor Wheeler in Portland, that he let them burn the federal building a bunch, and he just told the cops to stand down. And it was like on CNN a bunch, and like they could never like catch the building on fire because they're a bunch of idiots. But Ted Wheeler told him to step down, and that was a federal building. And then, you know, we know what happened to the people on January 6th. So that's why I'm trolling him. That's why this Andy No, this guy that's like big journalist, wrote an article about this, because he lives in Portland. And so like Ted Wheeler, watch how the mayor reacts after this. So that's the context of what that is. Why I'm talking about the federal building on fires and pretending to be Antifa.
It was sweet that y'all were so chill about it, because a lot of my boys were the ones starting those fires. And like, I know some family friends that went down on January 6th to Washington, D.C., and now they're in jail forever. Like, they're going to be in jail forever. So that's so tight that you were able to hook us up, Mayor Wheeler, and not mess us up like those loser Trump supporters. Like, so Portland is chill. So, guys, if y'all want some clean dope, the fentanyl is clean. The Molly is clean. The PCP, the GHB, the cleanest GHB I've ever seen. Oh my God, me and my boy Fez, we were tripped out for 4 hours, dude. We were at the McDonald's. Dude, I had 6 McChickens, dude. I don't even eat meat, man. It was sick. Portland is like, if you're chill and you like to smoke and you like old art movies, dude,
you see the bong in my lap?
Yeah. Old movies. They'll let you take your dog in the theater. They don't do any of that crap in Texas. In Texas, they got all these rules. They got all these cops. They pull you over. Dude, Portland is so chill. So, Mayor Wheeler, you're the number one chillest mayor ever, dude. So I just want to encourage everybody out there. If you got a family member that's like on Trump's crap or something like that, go to Portland. Take the train.
We're over time, so we can cut him off.
I still had 15 seconds.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen.
I'll take that in the spirit in which it was offered, which is complete sarcasm. Next individual, please. Item number 63.
So he's mad. He takes it as a complete sarcasm, but really, not like a lot of what I said is true. They have terrible drug problems. I mean, it's like it's an absolute nightmare. So this just journalist that's based in Portland that's always like writing about Antifa, and you know, he's like a million Twitter followers. He wrote an article. He reached out to me on Twitter. So that's why that video got seen by a bunch of people. But now what I'm saying is about you're talking about people recognizing me. You could tell at the end, Mayor Wheeler was like shook, you know, just the way, you know, usually they're not supposed to even respond or, you know, say other than thank you. But like him saying like, oh, that was complete, you know, sarcasm.
That in the spirit it was given with pure sarcasm. Like, so he gave it back to you, but that's like, it affected him. It got to him.
It triggered him. So that's why I know. So this is what I'm gonna do next week. I try to sign up already, and you can, for theirs, it's once a month too. So I got to do it tonight. I got to pay a guy on Fiverr. I'm going to sign up under a different name, and I'm going to have it like that the ISIS supports him. I'm going to have a guy like pretend to be ISIS on a green screen and be like, oh, ISIS supports Ted Wheeler. It's our favorite mayor. And so I think that would be very.
This is why Alex Stein is legendary.
Right?
Yeah. But so that's why they are going to know me. And I'm saying Ted Wheeler, I guess, back to round it all out. It's like you said, they remember you. And I don't know why I want to be remembered by these people. It's probably not good. They're probably going to shoot me with a heart attack gun. But at the same time, it's kind of funny that they're like so ultra serious that like they get so, you know, I like that I'm shaking them, you know, like this wouldn't be fun to do it to just a normal guy. It's because these guys, like, they hold themselves like they're some, you know, a higher than type person, holier than thou type person. And that's why I like to cut them down to our level.
Yeah.
That's the whole narrative of the COVID thing, though, is like, okay, well, you're killing everyone. They want to shame everybody into being this holier than thou mindset. Like, okay, well, I have to be better than everybody. And you have to. And if you're not like that, then you're a horrible person and I need to cut you out of my life. And that's encouraged in the media. So to actually look at that with, you know, a clear lens and be like, that's fucking stupid, and call them out on it is pretty, pretty ballin'.
And most people that see this stuff obviously know you're being sarcastic and a huge troll, but have you got any messages or anybody reach out that think you're serious, like when you were doing the rap at City Hall? Like, anybody actually think you were serious?
A lot of people, dude. Sean Hannity, like a bunch of people on the right shared, like, look at this goon, you know, like, look at this idiot TikTok nurse. But it's because everybody's seen so many TikTok nurses. And this is the other thing, dude, is all the people on the right are crazy too, because they all want to, like you see this website, Sorry Anti-Vaxxers, that like dunks on people that didn't take the vax that died of COVID. And then you saw the pro-COVID people, and I've been guilty of this, I've stopped doing as much, where you saw somebody that get the jab and then, you know, immediately die, and you share that. And so it's almost like you're kind of celebrating that death in a way. So it's like we've like dehumanized people, like we're dunking on everybody like this. So for like them to see this like crazy pro-vaccine people, because they're like constantly looking for evidence to throw in the other side's face, the right's like very quick and eager to be like, this is real, this is the crazy left, oh, we're gonna share, look at the crazy left, you know. And then like the people on the left are like, is this real, is this me, you know. And they're under trauma-based mind control too. They probably think it's real because they see the TikTok nurses, or even if they know it's fake, they're like, whoa, that's what I sound like. So for them, it's kind of a self-reflection too. So it's why it triggers both people. That's why I think it's so effective.
Well, yeah, and it's so hard to tell what's trolling and what's not nowadays, because people are so fucking retarded sometimes that you're like, is this guy serious or is he making fun of it? I can't even tell anymore.
That's good. You're bringing people back to humanity, getting people back to being like, hey, who cares? It's okay. We're all just people sharing the same experience. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's none of my goddamn business.
No, but you're being too nice. But like, this is the thing is, I definitely consider myself a comedian, but I don't even really consider myself like a stand-up comedian. I guess what I'm saying is like, I just kind of, when I got into creating a podcast, I don't know about y'all, but I was like, oh, I'm going to spread truth. I'm going to like wake people up. And then I realized
we were just trying to fuck off and talk to people. And then it turned into this, whatever.
Well, that's cool, I guess. But when I first got on, I was kind of virtue signaling. I was kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to try to wake people up because, you know, like the new world order is taking us over. And like, this is like right when COVID's happening. And I guess I realized really fast, like people, no amount of evidence can convince an idiot. Like some people just like the narrative. Like really, the best way is not like talking to somebody. It's like giving them enough information that makes them want to ask a question. You know what I mean? I guess that's what I've realized. And so that's where I think like, it's like, you're just trying to ask, is this real? Is fake? Like, why would some guy be acting like this about the vaccine? Or why would he mention that? You know, like it's, you almost have to get people to their inquisitive childlike mind. Because we're so like programmed to just be like left, right on a dating app, or like, this is real, this is fake. So it's like when it's in between and you can't tell, you're like, it kind of wakes up your part of your brain that we don't normally use.
Yeah. And that is obviously severely needed, but that is it. It's not trying to wake people up anymore. It's, you just got to plant seeds everywhere you go. I mean, like everyone says, our shows are kind of like echo chambers, whatever. We're talking about the same thing, the same people that all kind of agree with us, whatever. But there is going to be the oddball dude that sees a YouTube video or sees you and just starts thinking a little bit, just a little bit, you know, rubbing two brain cells together and just going, oh, wait a minute, that is kind of dumb, you know? So I don't see it as a waste of time when people talk shit about, oh, all you're doing is just talking about this. I'm like, yeah, but it's going out to a lot of fucking people. And if we all keep doing it, there's going to be more seeds planted and more people asking questions. So I don't see it as a waste of time at all.
No, dude, and people don't realize that. It's like, we need to be independent content creators. I was just talking to, you know, two other people. It's like, a lot of us don't, I mean, you can create a family, then people should create a family, then that's good. But like, we need to have a hobby. We need to have something we create. Like, you look back, oh, you have 10 episodes. It doesn't have to be a show, but like doing this, I guess, it's just like a very positive thing. And it's like, if more people do this, I guarantee it'll improve people's lives. Yeah, sometimes it's stressful and it's hard to get into the microphone and create content, edit stuff, deal with StreamYard. You have to be dedicated. But for me, I guess what I'm trying to say is I encourage everybody to do it, because if you like it and you enjoy it, it's easy to learn how to use the StreamYard or the OBS. And they don't want us to like create our own shows. They just want us all to listen to CNN. So we need like everybody out there doing it. It's not a waste, because you know what I mean? It's like that old meme where it's like two people digging underground and it's like one guy quits and he's like real close to the gold, you know, and the other guy and it keeps digs all the way to it. It's like, you just never know. You know, you gotta work every single day to be an overnight success, I guess is what they say, you know? So it's like, you just gotta grind when it comes to creating content out there, no matter what, no matter whether you're starting out with any point. That's just part of it. You have to do it for the love of the game. But I'm telling you, you get something back. You get some sort of good feeling from it. So that's why I encourage everybody to do it. What do you think? What is your perspective since you've been a content creator?
No, yeah, it's that exact thing. And people don't even have to do video. There's a lot of people that are kind of turned off by trying to create a video and YouTube and all this hassle. We have a friend, you might know him, Conspiracy Kyle from Conspiracy in the Forest.
Of course, yes. So I haven't done a show with him. I need show with him, but so tell me about his show. But I know I'm very familiar. Follow him on Twitter, talk to him.
He's hilarious and he does a great show, but he's done his entire show up till the last time I talked to him on his phone. He uses his phone, his earbuds, his the Anchor app, whatever, and just, you know, uploads audio, and he does the video on Rockfin from his phone, and you can tell because it's in portrait mode. People don't need to know how to do any of this stuff.
It's very easy to figure out.
But if we did, we always started our show, or when we started our show, and as we've continued it, we put off, not to sound wooey and weird, but we put off good energy. We're not on one side or the other. We're not yelling at someone for doing something dumb. We do kind of make fun of stuff, and that's fair.
Oh,
that's okay. But we don't go out with an intention to be negative or to destroy someone's life. Like, we're just trying to be funny and make people laugh and have a good time. And I think that's a lot of this community. That's what people are doing. And when you put that out into the universe, you get it back. Like, you just do. And we've gotten the very, very few negative comments we've ever received are very clear trolls that are just trying to affect us in some way. And we're just like, yeah, whatever, dude, don't care. But
those
everyone who comes
ones.
Back, we've met
Jen. See ya. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't bother us because it's clear what they're doing. And it's not like anything they say is of any concern to us. But it's just
they're probably CIA or something anyway.
They're just bored talking shit because I was a troll. I still am a troll. So like I mean, I've never really put like that mean of comments. Like some of the comments that I've gotten, I would never write on somebody's thing, you know. Right. But like, you know, but sometimes like you get sarcastic comments from people that like your show, you know. So it's weird. It's just weird the kind of comments you can't take them personally. You can't take the good ones like you're awesome, you know. And they say, oh, your show's the best. Your show's not the best. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, but when they say you're the worst person ever, you're not the worst person ever. You know, you don't suck that bad, you know.
You're somewhere in the middle, yes.
And that's just how it is. Yeah. We're not all the worst. We're not the best.
On Instagram though, that'll start talking shit. And then I'll engage with them to a point, and then once I see that they're just dumb or whatever, I'm just like, okay, block.
No way. Your comments are so great. I'm sorry. I do have to.
No,
do you get in it? But no, Joe, do you get going in the comments? Like, see, I try not to fight on. Don't? Okay. So in the DMs. No,
it's very, very few and far between where I'll actually like comment back or something. And then one dude, I was like, hey, you want to come on the show and share your perspective about.
Oh, he wrote some long comment and he just invited him on the show. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm like, okay.
Joe's always like Buddha. Like someone will say something shitty and Joe's like, someone talked shit about our audio. And Joe's like, thank you so much for the heads up, but we can't control our guest audio, but thank you so much for sharing.
Everybody complains about the guest audio when they're on Zoom and they're on their laptop. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm not even trying to say this to be mean, but it's like, dude, they expect them. The other person, the guest that's talking about like this occult ritualistic stuff that's probably like in like a burrow hiding somewhere for them to have a studio set up and a USB microphone. It's like, shut the fuck up. You know, I mean, I do want the audio to sound good, but I mean, these people just for a free show. And even if it's on Rockfin, you pay a little bit of money, but I'm saying at the end of the day, you know, it's like, this is a bootstrapped company as you know, less than trying to make it, you know, our audio is not going to be the same. But even CNN, did you see the NFC or AFC championship game? The halftime speech, I don't know if you guys saw this, the audio was all messed up.
Because they had to see that up right behind them.
You couldn't hear it. And the microphone wasn't hot enough. Yeah, and see, that's the top of the line. The network's last game of the year. So they've had all year, all that prep. They've got it down to a science. And they still mess up. Yeah, people are going to say, oh, Joe and Jen's audio was their guest audio was a little low. It kind of sounded echoey. I was so annoyed.
Well, it's funny because I want to lash out and be like, dude, I'm in my fucking son's room. Like, his laundry basket is 5 feet to my left. Okay. Like, what do you want?
But it's not our audio that they were shitting on. It was like our guest, and we can't hear it. We can hear it in our ears and it sounds fine. We can't hear it through whatever they're listening to it through. And we also can't control it.
It's not that bad. When they don't have the microphone, it just sucks compared to somebody that does because the quality is that much difference. But it's not that bad. It just sounds different.
And it just bothers them because they wanted to hear it a certain way. It was their perspective that was destroyed.
Or they just noticed something. They're just attacking you just to be, take a cheap shot. Cause like that's people like that, you know, they're opportunistic. Like, oh, the audio is a little off. Let's try to troll them about it. Cause people try to troll me too. Like I'm a troll, but that's part of it, guys. That means somebody that's good. If you're getting people triggered and getting attention like that, at least somebody cares. Like if nobody cared, you wouldn't have any comments. And that would be, you don't want that. You want somebody.
Even if it's a hater.
When we first started, I was like, oh, we're going to get just haters out of the woodwork, you know, cause this is the public, you know, public forum. We're putting ourselves out there. And I was surprised for a good year and a half or so, we got no hate on anything. And then we got a little bit of traction. And then they came out of the fucking woodworks and we started getting these random trolls. But Rockfin's cool for that. You just block and then block and then block again. Then you don't ever hear from them again.
We don't block all willy nilly either. If someone's saying something that we disagree with, we wouldn't block them. It's fine. They can have their opinion. We don't give a shit about that, even if we disagree. But if they're being like openly shitty for no reason and saying nothing with zero content, we're like, okay, you're just bringing down the vibe, dude. See ya.
But Jen, this is another thing. It's a lot of guys are jealous. They see Joe, they see you guys, they can tell there's sexual chemistry. And what I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You can just tell that. You can just, that a lot of guys don't even have that. I mean, like right now I'm single. Exactly. I'm just saying. So they're kind of jealous. They see like old Joe's working the mic with this girl. I mean, it's kind of cool. So they're little haters, you know, and not a lot of people have a show. Not a lot of people have a show like you guys. That's why you guys got to keep doing it. Like, and obviously you're not as big as you want to be, but I feel like the sky's the limit. I mean, as long as you guys create content, like people, I'm saying because you're unique, because it's a guy and a girl, like a couple, you know, well, that's,
I'm not looking to shoot to the stars with listeners, because the more, the bigger you get, the more hate you get. And I know you fucking know that. I'm actually happy with a relatively small but loyal crowd that listen all the time. They're good people.
Yeah, it's fun. We're not doing this to like be like, we do this as a hobby, basically. It's just a fun thing. We have day jobs and we love it. So,
and that's why I'm trying to tell other people, guys, that's why we got to be like creating content like this. Like, I still have to sell cars. I'm still jumping them off, breaking down in them all the time because they're junk, because I buy people's used junky cars. Like, right now it's snowing. You know, I just, I remember when I was really selling cars, really hardcore, like right now I was grinding it and I broke down in the snow one time outside of Mannheim Auto Auction. It was like one of the worst days I ever had. Like, it was the day before Christmas. It was Christmas Eve, because I was like trying to drop off this car, and I just remember how annoyed it was getting an Uber. I think it was like a $60 Uber. It was just one of the worst days. Yes, but I still remember that. But what I'm saying is, yeah, we all have day jobs, and at least we're creating something. So we're, I'm not here to be self-congratulatory, like, you know, oh, you're so good, you're getting a podcast. But I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that we're doing it, because, you know, what else is there to do? But now we got to talk about, you know, the biz natch. I mean, can you believe what's going on in the world today? What is your perspective?
I have you on is because you're always up on kind of the current event stuff. I it gets trickled into me from different listeners and stuff that send me shit. And I'm like, oh, I got to look into that.
I send Joe stuff all the time. I'm like, check this out.
And then I forget to look into it. So I got to wait till shows to be like, dude, what do you know? What's the scoop? I don't fucking know.
Well, we got to talk about this. So we killed this guy. He's like the new leader of Iraq. You know, he's like the new Taliban leader or ISIS leader, supposedly. And we sent in a bunch of missile, you know, or whatever missile. Hold on. Let me read the story correctly. So let's see. Biden kills ISIS guy. But the thing is, we kill this guy and the details emerge. It's like 13 people died. Let's see. It's like 10 people died. Let me pull it up. And four children. Let me see. Let me see what it. Were they?
How many monitors do you have, dude?
I have four, but this is the thing. I got to find the story, but this has just happened. U.S. ISIS leader killed in a U.S. led Syria raid. All these articles are like not saying what really happened, but there's 13 people died. Four were children and six were women, and they're like acting like this is a good thing. I mean, it's just sick. These warmongers, the military industrial complex, is killing kids for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden like. The country is at the worst it's ever been. So what do you guys think about the country right now? You think people are waking up to all the COVID crap?
I was just talking to someone the other day about how it seems to be winding down a little bit, at least in other parts of the world. England dropping the vax mandates for healthcare workers. That was huge. I don't know about Australia, but the whole shit going on in Canada with the truckers. I don't know if that's a psyop or whatever, but they're... apparently is a bunch of fucking truckers in Canada, and Justin Trudeau went and hid wherever he hid. So I don't know. It seems to be kind of winding down, but you never know what to trust. What are they going to come out with next? I'm thinking climate change based on the CNN guy saying they were pivoting to climate.
Well, did you see they have a vaccine? They have a vaccine pill. They were talking about vaccines not being a shot anymore. They're going to make a pill or
put
something
it in your
else.
Lettuce.
Or no, it's a nasal swab. It's something you put in your nose, and that's the vaccine.
It's going to be, did you guys hear me? I went out for a second, but dude, it's literally the vaccine schedule. The reason why they wanted the Canadian truckers that are protesting right now. The reason why the vaccine passport is so important to them too, the digital version, is that it'll keep your vaccine schedule up to date, because then they'll know you got to get your booster. So it's like, they have to get this digital ID, the vaccine passport, that it's like, if it doesn't look like that's going to happen in the United States, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But if they get that in, and Canada is supposedly lobbying for the United States to have it, we'll be fucked. That's so fucked up if that happens.
I don't think that. So the people that we talk to, the people that we know, where we live in California is a really weird place. We say it all the time, but it's the opposite of LA. So the people we live around in our county I mean, we can say it's red. We don't care. We're not. We're not necessarily. We're not Republican.
It's a lot of guys in trucks and MAGA hats, though, right?
It is, though. Yeah, it is.
Not so much MAGA hats, but a lot of trucks.
Not MAGA hats, but yeah, you know, trucks. Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, we're not. We don't care. But a lot of people are just like, "Fuck that! We're not doing that." And there's a lot of people that are waking up to that around the country. I'm positive about it. I see the media backtracking in their narrative and saying like, oh, the vaccine will protect you. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. Everyone's going to get it. It's going to be fine, though. We're just going to live with it all the time. And they're just stumbling through. They're
making it up as they go along.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about on one of the shows we did about how it's AI writing everything, and that it's just like the old MapQuest, and it's just like recalculating like every turn that the world takes and every decision that we all make. The AI is creating the narrative but recalculating based on how people respond, and if enough people respond being opposed to it, they're gonna have to recalculate their fucking strategy.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like, it is like this like computer system type, like system learning, you know, like it kind of learns as it goes. I see what you're saying. Like, and that's like what the collective consciousness of society is, like get your booster, you know, get your vaccine. But they even admit that it doesn't protect you in that, you know, your immunity wanes. So it's like so easy to get these people in this like trance, this mass formation hypnosis or whatever. And the problem is, I don't know how we wake up the people that were or that are like really under that. I guess you just kind of leave them be. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's going to take time. Just as an example, I had not a coworker, but a guy that works on my route. We've had several talks about all this shit before, and he seemed like the type of guy that was like, fuck that. I'm not getting a vaccine for some stupid cold. Talked to him again the other day, and he's like, yeah, I got both shots because my parents wouldn't come around anymore. They wouldn't see my kid. And so he kind of doesn't give a fuck either. So he's like, yeah, I got both shots. Second one, I got super fucking sick. And I was pissed because I'm like, wait, I thought this was supposed to make me not get sick. And then a month later, he tests positive for COVID and was gnarly sick for like 2 weeks or something. He was fucking pissed. I'm like, oh, are you going to get a booster? And he's like, fuck no. I'm like, see, okay, so that might be the tipping point too, where people start seeing that, oh, it's not working and we've been lied to. So I'm like, why wouldn't you get a booster though? Haven't you got a booster for your DTaP or TDAP or whatever? Like, when's the last time you got a booster for any of the shots you got as a kid?
Polio? Okay, you get a polio vaccine, you don't get polio after. No, but right. I mean,
it would mean the original shot right? Didn't fucking work. So why would you do that? But people are lining up to get boosters. So.
I mean, it even goes where they did an article that admits that it messes up girls' menstrual cycle. And they said, oh, well, that's just part of it.
They did. But they also had articles that came out that said it definitely doesn't. It doesn't do that.
At the beginning. At the beginning, they said, at the very beginning, all these girls are like, oh, my period's all messed up. And then all this press, all the legacy media, like, it doesn't. It doesn't affect your period. And then now a year later, like, as a matter of fact, it actually does. It makes it a few days later. Like, it's like, for some people, it's like weeks and months are going without their period, having like flow like all month, all these nightmare stories. And they make it sound like, oh, it's just like 2 days of extra flow or two less days.
The way the article was, I just read one the other day, Alex, and it was like, well, COVID vaccines do affect your menstrual cycle, but it's not a big deal. Like, that's the idea that they're putting off is like, it's fine though, like, don't worry about
you're
it
not it's infertile
so
it's
fucking insidious. Like, I try to look at it kindly, but I'm like, ooh, that's so fucking evil, because people have been talking about it, the media shits on it, and then people speak out on it and they're banned from Twitter and shit, kicked off Instagram for saying it. And then they come out and they're like, oh, well, you're right, but it's fine. Like, it's no big deal. Who cares? It's
like, well, they're going to downplay all the side effects. How long? So you said a year between them saying it doesn't, you know, fuck with your period. How long till they are finally like, oh yeah, a myocarditis might actually be a big problem.
Dude, all these soccer players are dead. We know it messes up your heart, but they'll be like, oh, it doesn't matter if it messes up your period, you're protected from COVID. Oh, it doesn't matter if you have, they even said slight myocarditis heals on its own, basically, is how they describe it. Like, oh, it's not that big a deal. It just kind of fixes itself on its own. Like, and you know, it's worth it because you're going to, and they even had somebody argue with Joe Rogan that said, he said, oh, you're more likely to get myocarditis if you get the vaccine than if you get COVID. And like, supposedly they had some study that said, oh, technically you get myocarditis just as much if you have COVID. So they're like, you know, and I guess they can find some set to do that. So, like, you're going to get myocarditis anyway, so you might as well get the vaccine. You're the same chances. You're like, yeah, right. They don't even care. All these soccer players are dying. It clearly causes heart issues in young kids. They had hospitalizations of kids under 18 for heart issues, like, through the roof. But they don't want to admit it because they're sick, sadistic freaks that, you know, sell us big pharma, sell us drugs like a drug dealer on the street. The drug dealer that sells you crack doesn't care if you're a single mom, if your husband left you, if you're, you know, or you're a crackhead. They're not like, oh, maybe I shouldn't sell this crack or crack because it's, you know, this is, it goes against my moral.
Because it might not be in her best interest.
But yeah. I guarantee you that street crack dealer probably has more morals than freaking Pfizer or freaking Moderna at the end of the day.
It's like that meme. It said, what's the difference between government and a drug cartel? The drug cartel doesn't force you to take their drug.
Yeah, they can't mandate it. And their drugs are cool. Their drugs are actually worth taking. I mean, you know, that's the problem.
They actually do stuff.
Yeah, people come to them. I mean, you have to ask your doctor about certain things. That's what our commercials say in the United States. Ask your doctor about this drug.
You know, most countries can't even have a pharmaceutical advertising. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I think New Zealand are the only countries that are allowed to have that.
So that just shows you. They gave so many people Xanax and so many people fentanyl or OxyContin back, like, you know, not that long ago, got so many people hooked on opioids. So now we're on fentanyl. So that was all basically pharmaceutical drugs, not like heroin, poppy, you know, Afghanistan. These are all like people stealing from their grandmothers or getting fake prescriptions. So like big pharma even fuels a huge illegal drug trade. So I'm not saying we should get rid of like having medicine, but dude, even them being legal is still taking advantage of and like messing up society. So I guess what I'm trying to say, there's like no redeeming quality for big pharmaceutical companies.
No, I agree. Most of their medicine, quote unquote, makes you sick or keeps you sick so that you have to keep taking it. No doctor's ever like, oh, okay, take this for a couple months, this prescription drug. I'll give you 6 months prescription. And hopefully when you come back later, I just don't have to prescribe it anymore. No, they're like, this is your life. And if it fucks you up, I'll give you another drug that will fix that. And if that gets fucked up, then I'll give you something else that will fix that problem. There's always a drug to fix a drug.
Well, they're just chasing the side effect dragon. Every time they take a new drug, there's a side effect. And it's like, oh don't worry, we have something for that. And then that causes something else. And you're like, no problem. We got you covered.
One of our friends had that same thing. She was taking birth control back in the day. And it gave her high blood pressure. So they gave her blood pressure medication. And then that made her blood super thin. So then they were putting her on like blood thickener stuff. And then they upped the blood thinner.
Depression medicine.
And it kept fucking with her so bad that eventually she just got off all of it. And she was totally fine. She had to get herself off of everything. But they kept prescribing thing on top of thing. That was John's wife.
Yeah, and you gotta be careful weaning yourself off that shit too, because you could die just not taking it.
She smoked a bunch of weed and she was totally fine.
And weed we know is good because the big pharma has always made that illegal, so you know that actually does have some medicinal benefits because they hide the good stuff, you know, like there's a reason they don't want us to have it. And I firmly believe that, because like do they have, they say we can do all this technological advancement, like we have, you know, a rover on Mars or right, but we can't cure cancer. Like we should have, like, so I'm kind of the sense that we probably can cure some of these stuff, but like, you know, they can't like leak that because they don't want, you know, they don't want us to have.
Biden's curing cancer. Biden's going to be curing cancer in the next 25 years.
But they probably can cure his cancer. Like the queen, how does the queen live? How does Prince Philip, how do they all live to 100 years old?
You're not human.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That your body, that's the transhumanist. They can turn you into a reptilian or something. Maybe, I mean, something. How are those old people? And I know some people have heart attacks and die or whatever, but like after the vaccine, Bob Saget, and I don't want to dunk on his death, but I'm saying, exactly. But how do they live this long? They're all Jerry Jones. He's like the owner of the Cowboys. He's like drinking whiskey every day. He's like nearly 80 something years old, almost, like cooking and moving and shaking more than me. It just doesn't. How's Donald Trump? Is it 78? I believe Donald Trump is 78 years old, guys, maybe 79 now. How does he have the energy to constantly be traveling in those planes, guys? If I take one, I don't ever travel anymore because I'm masked and planes, flights are annoying as shit.
Yep.
But if I get on one flight to like Mexico or California, so I'm like dead tired. You know what I mean? I don't lie. And I, you know, I mean, I don't. he's flying all day, tin sauce, doing speeches. I mean, obviously he's been flying everything. It doesn't mess with him, but dude, that's hard on your body. That's energy draining to have that sort of schedule. And he does it.
Shoot him up with adrenochrome in the neck right before he.
They have to. I remember when they did all that Russiagate stuff. There's all this stuff like, oh, he's on cocaine or he's on Adderall. And that's like, you know, I was like, oh, he has a busy schedule. But I'm like, oh, he's just like on the moment. He has momentum. But then I realized, like, God, he's like constantly has this schedule where he's like always at Mar-a-Lago, always this, always that. He might be on uppers, you know, he might be on some sort of prescription stuff like Hitler was on or something like that.
Diet pills or whatever, but I'm pretty sure they like paint Trump's face on every day anyway. Like it looks like it. It looks like a cartoon. It doesn't look like a real face. So who knows if that's even a real, it could be a mask. I don't know. It kind of looks like a mask. Half of them look
that's
like
what
a
they
mask.
Say.
Her mask is falling and melting off of her face. She's not a real person.
And she looks terrible. And Joe Biden does not even look the same as he looked 10 years ago. Like, really weird. Like, no, like not age different. Like, his nose looks different. But see, I'm not even one to say, like, is he in a rubber mask? Like, why do they have the fake sets on, you know, in the White House? You know what I mean? You know how they're using, like, a fake set? Like, why do they do this weird stuff? But at the end of the day, like, I'm such a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, are they in mask? Is that, like, an actor that's not Joe Biden? Like, does it go that deep? I kind of have to play like that. Like, you know,
like it could be clones. It could be some Westworld shit. But what do you think about that? Why do they have a fake White House set? And why did they let us see that?
Yeah, it's like they're out and open about it. It would be so unnecessary. You could just remove that and just put the same chairs like behind a wall that's been there since like 1890 or whenever it was built, you know, that has history, instead of like a digital board of like boats or these backgrounds that wouldn't even make sense that you would be sitting in front of.
Yeah, like, the cargo ships and like, what, why are you changing?
I think because
the window.
I think it's because people who are going to notice that stuff and not have a mindset like we do, where it's like, okay, we're going to try to be open-minded about this and be safe for ourselves, people are going to create more division seeing that. So they have the people who are believing it and just being like, no, it's not a set, it's fine. And then people noticing that it is a set and it's more of a divide. It's the polarization. They want that so bad. They want it so, so bad that they're going to let it out there just a little bit, because us little people who notice it and can troll people and be like, hey, it's okay, it's all a game, this whole world is a joke, they're like, no, it's not. And most people, like you said, the right, the left, they're so divided, they're going to listen. Whether they're listening and hating it or listening and believing it, they're still going to listen and find a way to channel some sort of hate out there. While no, we're just like, oh, yo, it's stupid.
You're right. They leave those Easter eggs to piss us off for the people paying attention. You know what I mean? The people. I mean, you're 100% correct. And the people that aren't paying attention just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we notice it and we're like, oh, yeah, that's super believable because our world is a social construct of bullshit, but whatever. No big. Let's drink to it. Cheers, everyone. Yeah.
and there's nothing wrong because, like, we all do need to kind of medicate the pain. We all got to get through life. So I'm not even hating, but, like, at the end of the day, too, I got to keep saying at the end of the day, I got to stop saying that. It's like the world's not as bad as it sounds, but they are trying to make the world around us a terrible place. Like, luckily, the world that the media portrays is not the same one that we actually live in. But I've noticed the world that I live in getting worse. You know, it's not as bad as I see on TV, but like, I don't know. I just don't like the trajectory of like society that we're heading right now.
Well, what do you think is going to happen then? Like, we usually end on this, but we don't have to end yet. But I always ask people where they think it's going in the next like year, 5 years. And it depends on what you think about Agenda 2030, or for some reason, 2025 was a date, I think. I don't know. But
that
like,
was on Mysterious Universe. They were talking about that. Well, that's, they covered a book that someone said the world was going to end in 2025.
Yeah. Where do you think it's going short term in the next year and then long term in the next like decade?
Well, what Jen said, it's like the division, dude, is they're going to just constantly divide us. Like, and I hope, I mean, I'm so mad at Trump after what he did to January 6th supporters, just left him out, you know, cold to dry. He could have pardoned them or done something. And like, you know, he's a big vaccine salesman, but I wouldn't be surprised if somehow he gets back in the White House and then he just pisses more people off with his, you know, crap. And they're going to say, oh, he's even more racist. And it's probably, he's not even really racist. You know what I mean? But they're just going to paint the narrative like that so that there's more division. Because like at first when he beat Hillary Clinton, I thought that was like on merit. But now in my mind, I'm like, maybe they rigged it in his favor, because if they had to put Hillary in, they wouldn't be able to put in the pandemic, because people would be like, oh, this girl sucks. But because they put in Trump, they made like this mortal enemy that anybody but Trump attitude, where like they can literally shit on you and like, oh, well, that poop, I'd rather eat that poop than have Trump as my president. Like they put you, you know, they put you in this terrible position. And that's where we're
right now. You couldn't say that about Biden. You'd get banned off of everything.
Yeah.
You have to love and support him. You have to be like, it's like China. You have to be like, oh, I love the CCP. Nope. I love Biden. Biden's great. Biden's my president.
China.
And so these people look like clowns because they're like, you know, defending Biden, who is, we know, is like not even all there mentally. And so maybe that swings it and now Trump wins again. And that's just going to give like all those people that like are like sick of trying to fake cheer for Biden will be happy that they actually have a real villain to go after. So they won't, you know, so it'll just be more division, more Black Lives Matter rallies, more gender study, you know, gender issues, more social class wealth issues, more, you know, just internet scams and whatever, like just whatever negative crap. It just is going to go, it's going to increase more if Trump wins again. And I still want him to win. You know, I'd still rather have him than Biden or, you know, whoever, but it's still, it's like controlled chaos. They keep us divided on purpose. They know how easy it is to play us like a fiddle.
Oh yeah. How far can that go though? If he were to win in 2024, which I don't personally see that happening, but I've been wrong a lot. I didn't think Biden was going to win, and
neither did I. I thought Trump was going to crush Biden. Seriously.
Yeah. So who am I to say if Trump were to win in 2024, weirder things have happened, but how far can the division go until there's a literal revolution or civil war? Like there's an information civil war clearly already. How long till it gets kinetic and people are out on the streets fucking blowing each other away because they've just reached this point?
And then what are they doing? What are the elites doing while people are fighting? Like we should be thinking about that, because that's what they want us to be fighting and divided, because there's something else going on. That why would they want us to fight? That makes no sense. They should want the people to be united, but they don't.
They don't want us united. But
be united against the ruling elite, and that's not good for them.
No, but the fighting, like you said, like there are going to be people that want to participate and they want to go in. It's kind of like the Kyle Rittenhouse, like, you know, he fucked around and found out, like, even though, like, you know, I believe it was in self-defense. I'm just saying, like, if you decide to go out there and participate in the civil war, I think you could very easily, that there will be some sort of strife one day. But I think it's also not going to be as bad that you don't have to participate if you don't want. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think it'll even get that bad in the streets. Like, I'm sure there will be, even if it gets as bad as possible, like, even if there are people like in the streets shooting and stuff, it still won't be like what you think. It won't be like Afghanistan or Kabul, just buildings falling down. It just would be different. And I believe it's kind of like you create your own reality. If you want to go get mixed up in that, you can. Like, but the idea that there's going to be like some dystopian universe with like no rules or no laws, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think there'll always be some semblance of the United States. Like there'll always be some semblance of a state run, at least in our lifetime, no matter how destabilized things get, whether it's like America becoming like the new NWO and becoming like a, you know, new type of government. There'll never be a time where there's like no government. So I guess in my, you know, assessment of what's in the future, like just probably more stuff to divide us. Like I said, like Biden is probably gonna get even worse. You know, there's probably gonna be, you know, just gonna lose all faith in him. And that'll make people like just on the left sick. So then there's going to be, then 2024, they're going to have to put some other candidate, and then he's going to be going against Trump. And it's just so that people are going to have all this hay and fodder. And then by that time, it's going to be COVID 2.0. So they can do the mail-in ballots again. So it's going to be grand opening, grand closing, the same in London where they're lifting all these restrictions. They're going to come back. Like they're just lifting them up so they can have more time in between when they put them back in. So it looks less bad. I guarantee it. Cause that was the plan at one point. They, you know, they did some colleges, did some like theses and whatever. And somebody said, oh, that would be a good effective combatant tool for Corona. If they just did rolling lockdowns where you're free for 3 months and you lock down for a month, and then you're free for 3 months and lock down for a month. And that's like what they want. That's something that I think is very possible in the future.
Well, how do you think the transhuman thing comes into it too? And we can wrap up here in a couple minutes, but
that's the easiest, dude, Joe. That's the easiest thing to do is the transhuman. It's funny you bring that, because that's really what's happening is they want to make the world so divided and so bad that now you're going to be in the metaverse. You can go in there and you can be a 6 foot tall. If you're like a 5 foot four white guy, you can be a 6 foot tall black dude with a big dick and, you know, or be trans or whatever. You know, you can be whatever you want to be in the metaverse. You can eat steak for every night for dinner. And the technology will be so good that you'll be able to, regular sex and virtual sex will be indistinguishable in the near future. And that sounds crazy, but like they're saying they have gloves that where you can, in the glove, you can virtual reality. It's like you're actually touching something. Yeah. So that's what they're calling it. So very soon they're going to have that where your goes on your genitals and goes on your thing. And it feels like somebody's grabbing your dick and it feels like a vagina. I mean, I think that's almost like inevitable. And so I guess what I'm saying is, you, me, and you know, somebody that's kind of waking up like, ah, this transhumanistic idea doesn't sound good. But to people that's like, you're killing the climate, you're causing, you know, climate change by, you know, your carbon footprint. So if you plug into this pod, you're going to have no carbon footprint and it's going to be free because you're, you know, you're doing your part because Facebook's always free. The metaverse is free. If you have more money, you get more tokens within the metaverse, allowing you more access to more things, of course. But the metaverse is free for everybody. In the metaverse, you're not a climate control. You know, you don't affect the climate and you can do whatever you want. So people will be like so distraught in their regular life. They're so worried about catching some viral disease and dying that they'll be like, oh, I can be in my pod safe from all the viruses and in a climate cooled storage. Yeah, sign me up. And that's where we're heading, dude. I'm not going to be surprised. Like, I can't. You and I will be dead and gone, but dude, 100 years from now, there are going to be a group of people like us that are going to be like, oh, I'm not going in the pod. There'll be people that are like born into it. They won't even, they'll be baby. I don't know how they'll impregnate people, how you get pregnant within the pod, or maybe they make you get pregnant. Or they give you a pill that gets you pregnant by then. I don't know.
The babies at that point, it'll all be programming and code.
Well, see, they probably need the humans because they were probably like in the Matrix. They say it's almost like a documentary. That's what I'm saying. We need batteries because their energy, like they probably will be able to, like, I guess it's like, you know, they created file sharing programs. Like that was a big thing. Napster, they'll be able to create like human energy sharing programs where they'll be able to harvest all the energy somehow. And
you know, from every person, it's like almost like
that video, that movie In Time we just watched the other day where just have time. When your time runs out, you're done and you're dead. So you got to fucking constantly steal people's time. The richest people
they
have
work.
The
most-
yeah, I heard that movie's really good. Wait, so does that with Justin Timberlake? I heard that movie's actually really good. I haven't seen it. So it was really good. What's it called again? Time what? It's called
In Time.
In Time, because End Time.
In Time.
Like you're in time. I showed up to the party in time. Yeah, I see. And tell me a little more about it, because like I said, I was the other day, I was like, man, I just want to sit down and veg out and watch a movie. And I haven't watched a movie in probably 2 years, literally. Like, I don't know. I try to watch a whole movie. I've watched little bits of it, but I haven't sat down and watched a whole movie. And I love movies. I don't know why. I guess my attention span's not that good, but I want to watch a movie. I sound like such a nerd. Like, oh, I want to watch a movie. I need to watch something good. So tell me about In Time.
So In Time is about a society where when babies are born, they get 18, I think it's 18 years to live. And when they turn 18, there's a clock that's in their heart and they have like something in their arm that shows the clock and it's zero until they turn 18. And then it starts counting down and they get a certain amount of time. It might be, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. 5 years is a lot.
Oh, something short though. But it's like something short.
It might be like 2 months. I'm not sure, but they have to get a job. And when they get a job, they get paid in time. So like they put their arm out and it goes like, tick, 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 and it like pays them with time. So when they go to buy a coffee, they put their arm out and they pay with their arm and they pay with time to get like a coffee or a couch or whatever they need or like a bus fare. So,
and the richest people have like thousands
and the
of
elites
years.
Have like millions of years, like like tons of time.
And do they get, and they can live a million years in that in the movie if you have the time, or do your body die?
Your body dies when your time runs out. That's it. Your heart stops when the time.
So if you have 1,000 hours, so even though a normal human can only live like 100 years, in the movie you can live like 1,000 years.
You can live as much as the time has on your arm.
Oh wow! Cool.
And you also never age past like 21 or 18 or whatever the, I can't remember like what the age is.
What is, but weird.
It starts. So everyone looks super young. So it shows this family where it's like a father, mom, and daughter, and they all look exactly the same. But they're all, you know, they're a family, but they all are like, you know, 18 or 21 looking. And so the main point of the movie is this really rich guy meets Justin Timberlake. He's a poor dude, obviously. He lives with his mom, who's Olivia Wilde, I think it is. I don't know, but she's super young, but she's his mom. And she's like, you know, 100 years old, but she's looks like she's 20. And this rich guy just wants to die. He's like, I'm over it. And he meets with Justin Timberlake. They hang out, have fun, and he's just over it. And he gives Justin Timberlake all of his time, which is a shitload of time. And then he ends up dying. And Justin Timberlake wakes up because he's sleeping. He's like passed out when he gives it to him. And he wakes up and is like, oh shit. And then he tries to bring down the whole elite society because he thinks it's bullshit. And he gives him the power to do that. It's so fucking.
And he wants to give everybody else a bunch of time to live, I guess. Is that what he wants to do? Or he wants to just.
He just wants to bring it, this whole structure down. Like he wants to destroy the elite society and start everything over again. Oh, it's so good.
Spoiler alerts, too. Sorry. Yes.
I'm not giving a spoiler alert. That's like happens in the very beginning of the movie.
And I don't think it's a spoiler. Well, I think the symbolism of it is strong too, because that's all we are is wage slaves. We just sell our time for whatever the job is. I mean, you know, we all have to work, but basically that's what they're buying is our time really at the end of the day. So that time is the only thing we have. We can have all the money in the world. When we die, we don't take it with us. You know, it's that time really. It's like, that's the symbolism that is important.
That's why I think it was pretty spot on with that movie. Cause yeah,
I think that's how we have to wake people up too. And so I know we're not trying to, aw, kiddies. But you don't have to talk about your opinion on any sort.
This is my mom's cat. I can make pumpkin go crazy. Come on, pumpkin on his.
Pumpkin?
Your cat always shows up in the stream.
This one's my mom's. I can get it, Matt. Come on, pump.
Get going.
Pumpkin, look at the claws out. Pump. Oh, Pump, you smell like you've been in the litter box. Oh man, she's a little stinky. She just smells like a litter box. Yeah, I need to get her away. But yes, I'm gonna. It's funny because we're talking about the metaverse, talking about the Matrix, so that makes sense. So now I got to see that movie for the symbolism, and then I can talk about it.
Watch it. It's great.
I think we have to wake people up, though. That's what I was saying earlier about. Just having them notice the division. You don't have to say anything on either side. You don't have to say, I'm super pro-vax or I'm super anti-vax. It doesn't matter. Just say, hey, do you notice how divided we are about everything right now? And maybe posit that as a question. Like, hey, look around at this. And then just leave them with that. You don't have to anger anybody or try to convince them of anything. Just have them notice the division. Because that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yep.
And you're right. Like, you know, laying that seed. And for some people, like I said earlier, there's no amount of evidence that's going to convince an idiot. Like you can show them all the stuff and they're just going to want to believe whatever they like in their lollipop land world. So you just got to let them, you know, do whatever you can. And so we can't, like, I guess, force it on people, like our views. And I think now people are having like COVID fatigue. So they're kind of like, people are waking up to like the narrative. They realize it's bullshit.
Yep. I have high hopes. I don't know what is going to happen in the next, in my lifetime, I guess.
I'm planning on living to be 500.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think shit's going to get fucked up, but we'll be fine because we're not going to buy into it. But I mean, I'm not fine. My mom died of, got COVID and was basically killed in a hospital, given remdesivir, told her not to. So you can be a victim of the system. So I think in my mind, like, oh, I just think because I've been protected now. We can. The New World Order, them ushering us into a globalism, communism, whatever you want to call it, there is people that get killed by the system. But I think at the end of the day, it can't take us all out. And as long as we don't voluntarily sell our soul to be able to shop at Kmart or whatever to get a vaccine passport, to go get a hamburger, we'll be okay.
Well, I think it's it's definitely a matter of mental
going inside yourself, loving mental yourself stuff. And being all woo and whatever, and just recognizing that we're all part of the same thing. And it doesn't matter if you think you're so high and mighty, so great, whatever, just love everybody. I know that sounds horrible or not horrible, hey, but just go, really stupid.
Go inside yourself, be as gay as you want with yourself or with other people. We don't care.
Well, I'm gender fluid. So when I'm Alexandria, I'm a lesbian. I still always like pussy. Yeah. I always like pussy. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm so gay and straight. Yeah, I'm a gay transgender straight male.
I ain't really gay. I'm gonna suck that dick.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining us, Alex. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. I'm sure we'll be on some kind of crazy show again.
Yeah, hang out for a minute after that.
Yeah, hang out for a minute as always.
Sooner than later.
And use your fucking turn signals, and we'll see you next.